Let's talk to Bruce Williamson, who's from the passenger group Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Good afternoon.
Well, goodness gracious, those options and the tension of the people waiting behind you, and you know you've got to hurry up and you're not sure what any of them mean. Is this fair to subject us to this kind of thing?
Well, I think your reporter has really quite well highlighted the sort of the difficulties you can have and the challenge that we have in making ticket machines navigate through the complex rail fare system we have in this country. You know, the rail ticket machines work very well if you know exactly what you want. You can hit and run and you know the fare structure. But for many of us, we don't know all the ins and outs. You know, we need that sort of human contact, and only a human can navigate us through that nightmare.
I mean, some people will think it's just unduly complicated. You know, there needs to be one standard fare, one bargain fare, and one weekend fare, and finish. Not all these different variations on a theme, which would befuddle the most astute mind.
I agree. I think there is quite a lot of scope for simplifying the rail fare system. But if you had one flat fare, that would be a very high fare across the whole day. And it's kind of reasonable that we have off-peak fares that are cheaper when the trains are relatively empty and the rail companies want to make the most of their trains and encourage people to travel in the off-peak period. But that means you have to have a different level of tickets, and we have different rail operating companies operating through different routes who charge different things. It's all a bit of a nightmare. So, like I say, you know, I think ticket machines have a place, but it's very important that we have that human backup that we can talk to face to face.
Now, our reporter, I mean, contrary to popular opinion, is a fairly bright fellow. He's also lived in Lincoln. You know, he works in London. I mean, he should be able to negotiate his way around something like this. He still ended up paying 50 quid more than he should have done, or more than that, wasn't it? Even more than that, for a ticket that didn't even leave from the station he was at. How are tourists and people new to London, or new to whatever station it is, supposed to work this out?
I say the very best of luck to them. Go and speak to a human. I'll give you another real-life example. I mean, I occasionally travel from Bristol to Birmingham. The ticket, return ticket, is about 52 quid. Now, if you speak to a human and ask them to get you a ticket from Bristol to Cheltenham and then another ticket from Cheltenham to Birmingham, you can save yourself 18 quid.
Wow.
Reducing the ticket price to 32 quid, but your ticket machine can't do that for you. Yeah, keep it with the humans.
I mean, one of the things we need to talk about is the splitting tickets option. That's quite a good way of saving money in some cases, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That trick which I did buying the ticket to Cheltenham. It's the same train. You know, I don't even have to get off at Cheltenham, but because I've bought two tickets, I save 18 quid. And that's another sort of anomaly in the ticket system that we need to sort out, really.
There's also your stopping short option, which sometimes works quite well financially.
Yeah, I think that's a bit of a naughty one, really.
And you're not meant to do that.
I think you're not allowed to do that. I'm not entirely sure. It's timely you should raise this, actually, because it's one of the things we'll be discussing at a conference tomorrow. We're meeting the sort of the women who run Britain's railways, and one of the items on the agenda is smart ticketing. Perhaps you'd like to come along, Vanessa.
Some people, well, I mean, it sounds absolutely thrilling, but I think I might be washing my hair. But I noticed you alluded to the women who run Britain's railways. Did you have any deeper point when you said that, rather than the people?
No, only that's the theme of our conference. I mean, it's traditionally a male orientated industry, but you know, there are some quite senior women operating in the rail industry. And actually, you know, women, I think, particularly feel, more than men, feel vulnerable at lonely stations at night. And that's another reason why, you know, I think it's important to keep stations staffed, because that human presence is very reassuring.
Well, speaking of senior women, I do have a statement here from the Rail Minister, Claire Perry, who says, passengers must be able to get the best possible deal for every journey. And if they can't do that, it's not acceptable. Train operators must improve the clarity and transparency of information they offer at ticket machines. I'll be organising, she says, a summit with the industry to ensure they do more to get the great value fares available to passengers looking to buy their tickets at station machines. Let me go to Thomas Abelman, Commercial Director for Chiltern Railways. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but I'm not about to buy a ticket from a machine today. You've been listening to this. What's your response?
I think some of it is fair. I don't think ticket machines are always as simple as I would love them to be. They have a staggeringly difficult job to do. As your previous correspondent said, there are a lot of fares. And it is a very difficult thing for a machine to communicate. I think there are actually 120 million fares in total. That is a lot for a machine to communicate. The one thing I'd say, though, just to sort of mention, is that probably someone who is doing a journey such as your reporter was doing, from a station which is not the station they started at on a journey they don't normally do, probably wouldn't start at a ticket machine. That kind of person probably go to the ticket office, have a discussion with someone who is an expert in rail fares, and they would give them the right quote.
Although, of course, as we know, ticket office is so crowded. You know, you go charging in, there isn't much time. There's the machine. It's meant to be easy and convenient.
It is. And the kind of person who typically uses the ticket machine, thus freeing up space for the ticket office, is the kind of person who travels, you know, weekly, sometimes several times weekly, even monthly. I got to see my wife's family in Liverpool, which isn't a route that Chiltern Railways run, so I have to buy a ticket. We go a few times a year. I now know the fares. I can use a ticket machine quite comfortably. If I was going somewhere that I don't normally go, I'd probably want to get some advice first. So I think different people tend to use the different types of retail facilities that are available, which is why satisfaction levels with ticket purchase are reasonably high. But I absolutely agree that ticket machines could and should be simpler.
And one of the reasons we're speaking to you is because your company, Chiltern Railway, is one of those caught out by the Telegraph's investigation. And in fact, your machine offered £49.50 for an off-peak single to London from Birmingham Moore Street on any permitted route. But at New Station, 5 minutes away, it was only £31. So £31 versus £49.50.
And that's a very good illustration of the complexity point. It also is an illustration of why, being quite honest with you, the Telegraph article was a tad naughty, because it did tend to pull out those anomalous examples that don't really matter. So that £31 fare is the any permitted route, as you described it.
Yes.
If you're at Moore Street Station, you tend not to want the any permitted route ticket, because that charges a premium for having a choice that you don't need, because you're at Moore Street, you're going to get the train from Moore Street. So just to make that point, of the tickets sold from the ticket office at Moore Street to London in the last year, which sells all of these tickets, that £31 ticket was sold 61 times. Other tickets to London were sold 36,360 times. 0.1% of tickets were actually the ticket type that the Telegraph couldn't buy. So they should have been able to buy it. It's difficult to put every ticket on every machine. Actually doing what the Telegraph wants and making every ticket available on every machine causes the complexity that your correspondent saw. So there's two schools of thought on this. One school of thought, each of the Telegraph school of thought, is make sure every single fare is on every single machine, and they come and they prod us and they poke us when we don't do that, like this, where this ticket machine that is 0.1% of what our customers buy wasn't available. Your correspondent actually had a different problem, your reporter. Mm. There were too many fares. Yeah. Make this simpler. I don't want all these fares, just give me the fare I want. So to an extent, we are slightly damned if we do and damned if we don't.
I mean, this may seem a ridiculously naive question, certainly tell me if it is, but why can't we just have a machine which allows you to walk in, type in your journey and details, and then be offered the best fare at that moment? The best fare, you know, best value right now, blah, 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 like a cheap leg of chicken in a supermarket. You know, this is our cheap offer today. Get this one.
I think that is a superb idea. at Chiltern Railways, we're currently building a new line to Oxford, which opens next year. That means we have to build two brand new railway stations. We are putting a huge amount of effort into making sure that the ticket sales experience at those stations is absolutely fantastic and a step change in what exists today. And one of the things we want to do is make sure that the ticket machines that go into those stations are a step change. So I invite you, in a year's time, when those stations are open, to come to Oxford Parkway Station in Oxfordshire, and I am absolutely certain you'll have a very, very different experience from that you're afforded.
I might just take you up on the offer. Let me just give Bruce Williamson from Rail Future the final word on this. I mean, it sounds as if the intention is good, Bruce.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think obviously the rail companies want to attract more customers, and I think we also need to be fair to them and acknowledge that humans cost money to run, and ticket machines don't cost money to run. But I think there's a huge amount of work they could do in both simplifying the fare structure and making the ticket machines easier to use.
Thank you very much indeed, both of you.